Hey, it's time for...
Oral Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, Oral Sweet. Oral Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invite you to Meet the Meat. And now, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Into Mrs. Meek's kitchen windows, the sun is shining brightly, and the pots and pans glisten as she finishes breakfast preparations.
Mortimer, Louie, Peggy, breakfast is ready.
Yeah, I'm coming, dear.
Good morning, Mother.
Well, hurry up, all of you. I've got a busy day ahead of me.
Yeah, here I am, dear.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Mother.
Oh, good morning, Peggy. Oh, everybody's here but Louie. Where could he be? Still in bed?
Where else? He's always in bed. Resting up from his long nap. Louis Leach, the most famous undercover man in history.
I heard that, Morty. Was that a crack in the phone?
No, quiet. I don't want any arguments this morning. Everyone has to eat in a hurry, because I'm in a rush.
Well, why? What's going on, Agatha?
The Civic Center Library Association is putting on a drive to get overdue books returned to the library. And who do you think they've made chairman of the committee?
No.
Yes.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Say, that's quite an honor, ain't it, sis?
Well, you bet it's an honor.
So I have to be at the library at 9 o'clock and start going through the delinquent file.
The what? Yeah.
Delinquent file, Louis. You ought to know what delinquent means.
Huh?
Yes.
It's just disgraceful the way people take books from the library and never return them. The people may be perfectly honest about everything else, but when it comes to books...
Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter, Nisi? Did I jab you with my fork?
No, I just thought of something. Mother, have you seen my library card around anywhere?
No, dear, I haven't.
Well, then may I borrow yours?
No, Peggy.
Huh?
As much as I'd like to, I can't. The practice of borrowing cards is one of the first things the committee wants to eliminate.
But I've just got to have a certain book from the library.
I'm sorry, Peggy, but this time I have to be firm. After all, I'm chairman.
Oh, all right. I'll just have to borrow one from somebody else. I've got to run, Mother. I've got to see Jill before I go to school. Oh,
dear, perhaps I was too harsh with Peggy. But after all, she does have to be taught a lesson. Am I right, Mortimer?
Hey, well...
Am I right, Louie?
Mm-hmm. Pass the bacon, I will, please.
After all, people just have to take better care of their own public library. That is, if they're worthy of their salt. Isn't that true, Louis?
Mm-hmm. Pass the salt.
And that's what my overdue book committee is going to do. It's going to shame those people who take books from the library and don't return them. My committee is going to hold them up to public ridicule. Don't you think it's a wonderful idea?
I
knew you'd agree with me. What do you think, Louis?
I think I'd like the wheat cakes too, please.
And another thing. I'm going to start using the public library more. Why, I haven't taken a book out in over a year. Well, let's see. The last one I took out was Crime and Punishment. Remember, dear, I gave it to you to return.
Hey, I remember.
Oh, dear, I'm in a hurry. I'll get things started out in the kitchen. Call me when you're through, boys.
Hey. Okay, Aggie. Say, Morty, that book Aggie mentioned...
The Crime and Punishment?
Yeah. When Aggie gave it to you, you gave it to me, remember, to take back to the library?
Well, of course I remember.
Well, I got to reading it. And, brother, it sure is a cure for insomnia. I've been trying to read that book every night for a year, and I'm only on page 10.
Well, it's not exactly... a year? Mm-hmm. Louis, don't tell me you didn't take that book back to the library when I gave it to you. Don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you.
Oh, my gracious. You mean you still have it?
Sure, I still got it. I ain't finished reading it yet. I'm just up to the part...
Louis, that book is a whole year overdue, and it's charged to Agatha's card.
So what?
So what? Louis, how can you be so dumb?
Well, it ain't easy. Hey, now, wait
a minute. Louis, don't you understand? Agatha is the chairman of the overdue book committee at the library. Her name is in the delinquent file. She'll be disgraced. Oh, I should have returned that book myself.
That's right. You sure got Aggie in an awful jam. Say, just pass the jam, will you?
Oh, never mind the jam. Where is the book now?
I don't know. Around here somewhere.
Well, I thought you were reading it in bed.
Well, I sleep all over.
Look, we've got to find it. Now, you go upstairs and look. I'll hunt for it down here.
Gosh, I hate to take the book back without finishing it. I want to find out what comes after the crime.
Well, if you don't locate that book, you'll find out. After the crime comes the punishment. Only you commit the crime and I get the punishment. And this time I think it's going to be capital punishment. Goodbye, world. It's been swell.
Well, it's June at last. Wonderful June, with weddings and Lohengrin and rice and brides, with graduations and parties and sunshine and roses. Ah, June. Wonderful June. Doggone it, why can't it be June all year round? Of course, come to think of it, Allsweet makes like June all year round. That's right. 12 months a year, Allsweet is the same. Delicately, deliciously good. You see, the Swift Laboratories see to that. They maintain a strict control over every ounce of the materials that go into Allsweet. Then, those folks at Swift mix each batch of Allsweet with skill and precision. That's why June or January, you always get the same food value, the same delicate, natural flavor that made Allsweet famous. And summer or winter, every pound of Allsweet contains at least 15,000 units of precious vitamin A. Yes, Allsweet is the table spread that is consistently nourishing, consistently good, regardless of the season. Next time, try Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Going to do? If I've lost my card and you don't have yours, how am I going to get a book out of the library?
Haven't you any idea where you lost your card, Peggy?
No.
Oh, you should be more careful. I know exactly where I lost mine.
Bill, I just got to get that book out of the library. If I haven't read 100 pages of it by tomorrow, I won't make the honor roll at school.
Look, Peggy, we've got an hour before our first class. Why don't we go down to the library and you can read the book there?
Oh, you're a lifesaver. I hadn't thought of that. Why, I could skim through 100 pages of it in an hour.
Oh, it's a breeze.
Well, come on.
Oh, by the way, Peggy, What book do you have to get the library?
It's Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment.
Oh, murder.
Hey, morning. Morning.
Huh? Hey, well, what is it, Louis? Did you find the book?
Yeah. It was hiding under a box of crackers next to my bed.
Oh, thank goodness for that. But now that I've got it, what am I going to do with
it? Why, simple, Morty. Take it back to the library.
But you don't understand, Louis. The book is still charged against Agatha's card.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got an idea in my head.
Well, be kind to it, Louis. It must be lonesome in there.
Hey, now look. We'll take the book back to the library, sneak it in, put it back on the shelf, and then when Aggie finds her name in the delinquent file, you tell her that there must be some mistake.
Mistake?
Yeah, sure. A mistake like one of them clerical errors. It's always happening.
Oh, I don't know, Louie. Now, that wouldn't be exactly honest.
Say, do you want Aggie to be disgraced? My sister, your wife, our cook?
Oh, no, I can't let that happen to Aggie. She'd never live it down.
Well, then let's take it back. You can say it's been there all the time.
Now, you heard Agatha at breakfast. No, I couldn't, Louie. I'd be a bad citizen.
You butchered an awful good husband.
Well.
And a healthy one, too.
Oh, well, all right, then. I'll do it for Agatha.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, come on. Wait a minute.
What?
The contract.
Contract? What contract?
One I was supposed to mail for Mr. Barker. Now, if I don't get it in the mail today, my job won't be worth anything.
Is this it here on the table?
Yes, that's it. All ready to mail. Here, give it to me.
Here you are. All set?
Yes, Louis. And lead me into a life of crime. Oh, if I had the wings of an angel.
But still, the book has just got to be here in the library.
Well, it'll be right here on this open shelf if it were, but it isn't. Someone must have it out.
And the librarian said the library has only one copy of Crime and Punishment. Oh, what am I going to do?
Oh, Peggy, look who's coming.
Father and Uncle Louie. I wonder what they're doing in the library.
Louie must have just found out you can get in free.
Here's the shelf where the book belongs to, boy. Just slip it in there. We got company.
Oh, my gracious. Peggy and Jill. Well, I can't let them see me with this book.
Hey, put it under your coat.
How's that?
That does it. Oh, hiya, Peggy.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, morning, Jill.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. What are you doing here at the library, Mr. Lee?
Oh, I just come in to drowse a little.
Browse a little. We just came in to browse a little.
Daddy, what's the matter with you? What makes your coat
stick out like that?
It's my stomach, Peggy. I guess I'm putting on a little weight.
Yeah, Peggy, your pappy's going to pot.
Look who's talking.
Louis, yeah. You keep the girls occupied and I'll put the book on the shelf.
Okay, Morty. Say, why ain't you girls in school?
Our first class hasn't sat for half an hour yet, Uncle Louie, and we felt... Danny, what in the world are you doing over there?
Nothing at all. Just looking over the book.
Did you go to back up the shelf, boy?
Yes, I did.
What are you two whispering about?
Well, you're supposed to whisper at the library.
I got to be getting on to work. I'll see you this evening, Peggy.
Goodbye, Father.
So long, Peggy.
Goodbye,
Well, as I tell you, Morty, it worked like a charm. It was simple.
Well, I got a feeling it was too simple.
Oh, quit worrying. When Aggie finds her name in the delinquent file, tell her to look for the book on the shelf. And there it'll be, sitting right there, just as natural as nature, boy.
They certainly acted strangely, didn't they? Father seemed worried.
Does worry make you lose weight, Peggy?
Of course it does. Why?
When your father left, he sure looked thinner than when he came in.
Well, I've got my own worries. Let's get on to school.
Oh, without your book?
But it isn't here, Jill, so what can we do?
Well, instead of being on the honor roll, I'd better get fitted for a dunce cap.
You don't, Father.
I'll loan you mine.
How can you be funny, Jill, when I'm dying?
Okay, Peg. I'll be...
Hey! What's the matter, Jill?
Look, on the shelf, right under our noses.
Crime and Punishment. Well, how did that get there?
Oh, it must have been there all the time. We just didn't see it.
Well, a lot of good it's going to do me now. I don't have time to skim through it before school, and I can't take it out without a card.
Why not?
Why not? Jill Donovan, are you suggesting that I steal the book?
Oh, no, to just be borrowing it, even without checking it out.
No. No, I won't do that, Jill. It's dishonest.
Okay, have it your way. I was just trying to be helpful.
I appreciate it, Jill, but I'll just have to forget about making the honor roll. Come on.
I'm right behind you.
We've got to hurry.
Yeah, I'm coming fast as I can. Maybe we better catch a bus so we won't be late for school.
Jill, what is that under your sweater?
Oh, where? What are you talking about?
You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. This.
Hey, stop, Peggy. Don't.
So you took that book. You deliberately stole it.
I did not. I just didn't have time to put it back on the shelf before you wanted to go.
Well, we're going right back into the library.
Oh, don't be a dope, you dope. You can return it this afternoon after school.
After you read it.
But, Jill. Anyway, I did it. You didn't. Besides, the damage is done.
Oh, Jill.
But anyhow, I bet they'd have given it to us anyhow. We didn't have time for a lot of red tape. We'll be late.
Oh, Jill.
We'll put it back after school. Now, come on.
Oh, Jill.
Oh, will you stop saying, oh, Jill, that way? You make me feel like I did something wrong, and I didn't. Did I?
Hey, Boston Company. Mortimer Meade speaking.
Mortimer, this is Agatha.
Oh, hello, dear.
Don't, dear me, you...
Agatha, dear, what's the matter?
You know perfectly well what's the matter. I've just been going through the delinquent list here at the library. And whose name do I find on it?
Huh?
My own, on top. Me, chairman of the overdue book committee, charged with crime and punishment for a whole year.
No, Agatha, dear, calm down. Why, it seems to me that I saw the book in this library just this morning.
Just this morning? What were you doing in the library this morning?
Oh, I was just sort of passing through on my way to work. It's a sort of a shortcut. I mean,
and you saw Crime and Punishment?
On the shelf, right where it should be.
Well, in that case, there must be some clerical error. You're sure you saw it, Mortimer? You're not fibbing.
Who, me? Fib? Look, if I'm not telling the truth, I hope something strikes me dead.
Mortimer, what is that?
That's odd. A big chunk of plaster just fell off the ceiling. Missed me.
Oh, gosh, Peg, what a day I had at school. 3 tests.
I know, I had 3, too. I was so busy, I didn't have a chance to look at the book that was...
What's the matter, Peg?
The book!
Oh, what is that, new song?
No, the book, Crime and Punishment. I don't have it. Do you have it, Jill?
Me? No, I haven't got it. Are you sure you don't have it?
No. Oh, Jill. Jill, I've lost it. captured, what am I going to do?
Oh, I don't know, but I have a feeling that before this is over, you'll be able to write a book just like Dusty Zusty.
What do you mean?
I mean you'll be able to write another book called Crime and Punishment, based on your own experience.
Oh, Jill, why was I born? Why?
This weekend, many of us will be beachward bound to get ourselves a nice, healthy suntan. You know, that's one of the best parts of summer. And it's always kind of sad to see that tan begin to fade away come autumn. But, of course, the change of season usually does bring about many other changes. But one thing that takes exception to that rule is all sweet margarine. Yes, through the four seasons, 12 months, and 365 days of each and every year, the delicate, natural flavor, the nutritious goodness of all sweets is always the same. You see, Swift & Company, whose business is nutrition, fortifies every delicious pound of all sweet with at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. Then, too, the Swift laboratories rigidly control every ounce of the materials that go into all sweet. Yes, all sweet is the table spread that's consistently delicious, consistently nourishing at all times. Use all sweet for cooking, baking, and to enhance the flavor of hot vegetables and hot bread. For economy, nutrition, and all-around good eating, remember, all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Oh, Agatha! Agatha, dear! I'm home! Agatha, dear, where are you?
I'm in here, Mortimer.
Huh? Agatha, well, what are you crying about?
As though you didn't know.
Well, I don't. What is it?
Oh, don't pretend, Mortimer. It's bad enough that you lied to me.
Lied to you about what?
About having taken that book, Crime and Punishment, back to the library.
Yeah, but I did take it back. Didn't you find it on the shelf?
I looked all over the library, from the coal bin to the attic. It isn't there.
Well, but it's got to be there.
Oh, don't speak to me, Mortimer. I'm going to my room and just cry.
Oh. Hey, Aggie. Hey, what's the matter? Hey, look here, Morty. What have you done to my sister? She's crying.
Oh, Louis, this is terrible.
What's terrible?
Oh, that book we took back to the library this morning. It's missing. It's gone.
Hey, that's bad for poor Aggie.
Yes, well, come on. We've got to find that book.
Somebody's at the door.
Yes, I'll get it. Hello, Dr. Furmish. What can I do for you?
Do for me?
Yes.
Well, now, let me think. There must be something you can do for me.
Well?
Oh, by the way, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Of course you have. I'm me.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. And you have a daughter, Peggy. That's who I came to see.
Oh, Louis, call Peggy, will you?
Peggy! Hey, Niecy!
What is it, Uncle Louis?
Dr. Furmish is here to see you.
Yeah,
she'll be right down, Marty.
Yeah, she'll be right down, Dr. Furmish.
The wonders of modern communication.
Well, now, look, will you excuse Louie and me? We've got to go.
Of course I will. Goodbye, and call again.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, come on, Louie.
All right, I'm with you, Marty.
Dr. Furmish, you wanted to see me?
I did. Yes, I did. Now, let me see. What was it about? Oh, yes, this book.
Book?
Yes, you left it on my desk. Doesn't it belong to you?
Crime and Punishment.
Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Furmish. Thank you. You've saved my life.
Gracious, we've looked everywhere and not a sign of that book.
Oh, boy, I'm glad to be home. Oh, my feet, my poor, big, sweltering feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Morty, toss me one of the bananas, will you?
Oh, where are they?
On the table,
All right, here you are.
Louis! Well, what's the matter? Somebody eat the bananas?
The book, Crime and Punishment. It's here on the table.
Well, what do you know about that? That book sure gets around, don't it? How do you suppose it got there?
I don't know, and I don't care. We're going to get this back to the library right now. Come on.
Okay. I'm coming, but...
Peg! Are you home?
Come on in, Jill. Come on in. I think Peggy's upstairs.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lee.
Hey, you call Peggy, Jill. I've got some important business to take care of at the library.
Okay.
Hey, come on, Louis.
I'm coming. And hold on to that book now.
Oh, Peg. Peg, it's me. Jill. I'm here.
Jill, I got the book there.
Yeah, it's right there on the table. Dr. Furmish found it.
found it for me.
Where did you say the book was, Peg?
Over there on the table.
Table?
There isn't any book on the table, Peg.
But there must be. I put it there myself only a few minutes ago.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, this is horrible. Where could it have gone to?
Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of something.
What?
Your father and Uncle Louie were going out just as I came in.
Well?
And your father was carrying a book, and he mentioned going to the library.
The library? Come on, Jill.
Oh, library. My little home away from home.
Well, we just made it before the library closed.
Oh, what a day. It is almost dark, and I ain't had a wink of sleep since my afternoon nap.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got the book back, and that's all that matters. It'll be there in the morning when the overdue book committee starts going through the delinquent files.
Yeah, sure is. Oh, look who's coming down the street.
Huh? Peggy and Jill. We better not let them see us coming from the library. They might suspect what we've been up to.
Yeah, but where are we going to hide?
Well, let's go into the hardware store.
Oh, no, not there. They'd see us going in. Here, let's duck into the next store, quick.
Huh? Well, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make? Are you kidding? The next store sells hamburgers.
Oh, dear, look. The library is all dark.
Oh, we're too late, Peggy. It's closed.
Well, maybe there's still somebody inside. Let's pound on the door. Hello? Hello? Is anybody in there?
Oh, it's no use, Peg. The library's closed.
Hey, the door. It wasn't locked after all.
Let's go in.
What do you think we should?
Of course we should.
But
don't argue. Come on.
All right.
Let's close the door behind you.
All right. Oh, gosh, but it's dark in here.
Follow me.
Well, I can't see a thing.
Neither can I. The shelf the book is on should be somewhere.
Oh, Jill, what's the matter?
Peg, look. A man.
Where?
Right over there.
I see him. Oh, Jill, let's get out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, Peg. That's not a man. That's Dr. Furmish.
Well, what are you doing here, Dr. Furmish?
Why, I'm reading.
Reading?
Uh-huh.
But you can't read here.
I can't. Why not?
It's too dark.
It's so dark, I don't know how you could see the pages.
Oh, I could see the pages. It was the printing of the pages that I was having trouble with. Perhaps if I turned on a light, it would help.
Oh, but I don't think you're better. The library's closed.
Oh, nonsense. I always go home when the library closes, and I'm still here, so how could it be closed? Now, let me see.
Say, I smell smoke. Don't you smell smoke, Dr. Furmish?
Yes, I do, now that you mention it. But I thought it was my book smoking. You see, I'm reading Forever Amber.
Peggy, look, over there, flames. Still,
the place is on fire.
Oh, Dr. Furmish, do something. Oh. The library's on fire.
Come on, Louie, come on. We've got to hurry home.
Yeah, I spent so much time eating in that joint, we may be late for dinner.
Mortimer?
Huh? Agatha. Hi, Aggie. Say, what for dinner?
Agatha, dear, what are you doing here?
Mortimer, I've been looking all over for you. Mr. Barker called.
Barker? What did he want?
Oh, I don't know for sure. It was something about a contract.
Contract? Contract? Oh, Mark.
Mortimer, what is it?
The contract. The contract I was supposed to mail this morning, I forgot all about it.
Well, where is it? We can't afford to have you lose your job.
I put it in the book.
The book? You mean...
Yes, the contract is in Crime and Punishment back in the library.
Mortimer.
Come on, we've got to get back there.
But the library's closed.
What's that?
Hey, look, that's a fire engine.
It's stopping up the street.
Yeah, right up in the next block. In front of the library.
The library.
The library. It's on fire.
Oh, no, it can't be. If that book with the contact in it is burned, my goose will be cooked.
Well, then come on. If there's a goose being cooked in the library, I want someone to dark me.
Chief, Chief, well, what's happened? How badly has the library been burned?
Calm down, Mr. Meek. Everything is all right, thanks to your daughter.
My daughter?
You mean Peggy?
That's right, Mrs. Meek. If it hadn't been for your daughter and her friend, the library would have been burned to the ground.
Oh, really? Where is she?
I'm right here, Mother.
Oh, Peggy. Peggy, dear, are you all right?
Yes, Mother, I'm fine, thanks. Or I will be if I can get a hold of a book.
Let me through. What's going on here?
Mr. Barker, what are you doing here?
I'm president of the Library Association, Meek. I heard there was a fire here at the library, so I came down to see how much damage was done.
Oh?
What's the story, Chief?
No, there was practically no damage at all, Mr. Barker. There must have been a loose wire in a light connection, you see. It sparked and set off a fire, that's all. But thanks to the girls here, nothing was destroyed except one file cabinet.
A file cabinet? Which one?
That one right over there.
Oh, no!
Huh? What's the matter, dear?
That's the delinquent file.
Yeah, the whole thing went up in smoke. that the car had left in it.
Mortimer, I think I'm going to faint.
Now, move over. I think I am, too.
Well, Chief, I want to thank you for saving the library.
Now, don't thank me, Mr. Barker. Thank the young ladies here. They saved the library.
Is that so? Well, now, in that case, we should find some reward for them. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, girls.
What, Mr. Barker?
As president of the Civic Center Library Association, I'm going to present you with any book in the library you want.
Oh, any book at all?
Any book at all. You name it, and it's yours.
Oh, gee, Peggy, which one shall we pick?
Are you kidding? Let's get that copy of Crime and Punishment before anything else happens to it.
Well, I'll help you look for the book, Peggy. Come on, come on.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Come back here.
Yes, sir.
About that contract, the one I told you to mail this morning. Did you do it?
Well, Mr. Barker, you...
Answer me, Meek, yes or no. Did you or did you not mail that contract?
Mr. Barker, I've got to tell the truth. No, sir, I didn't mail it.
Good.
Good?
Fine.
Fine.
Wonderful.
Wonderful? I don't understand, Mr. Barker.
Meek, there was a typographical error in that contract, a serious one. If I'd had to fulfill it, I would have been ruined. Meek, you are one of the most dependable men I've ever had working for me.
I am?
Yes, sir. There's one thing about you I can always depend on.
What's that, Mr. Barker?
I can always depend on the fact that I can never depend on you. And I save a lot of money that way.
Oh, yeah.
Here's something we'd like very much to have you do for us the next time your supper menu includes vegetables. Place the freshly cooked peas, carrots, string beans, or whatever you have into your vegetable dish, plain. Now, even this way, they'll look fairly tempting, of course. Ah, but just wait till you top them generously with the smooth, golden goodness of all sweet margarine. You'll see those very same vegetables transformed into a glorious sight to tempt the most particular appetite. And mind you, appearance is only half the story. When your folks taste those vegetables drenched with the delicate, natural flavor of all sweet, second and third helpings will more than likely be the order of the day. Now, besides making those healthful vegetables tastier, all sweet in itself is a rich, nutritious food. There are at least 15,000 units of vitamin A in every delicious pound of all sweet. You want to serve all sweet as a table spread, too, and let the folks spread it thick from crust to crust. Yes, smooth, golden, all-sweet actually doubles the food energy of bread. Also, for a table spread and cooking aid of delicious, nutritious quality, remember, all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Meek?
Huh? Yes, Mr. Barker?
I want you to take this check for $1,000.
Oh, well, now, Mr. Barker, really, it isn't necessary.
Oh, this money isn't for you, Meek. It's for the library.
The library?
Yes. You cash this $1,000 and give the money to the library in the name of your daughter. After all, she saved the library, and I'll feel better, too.
Well, I don't understand.
Meek, if that file of overdue books hadn't burned up, do you know what name they might have found under the bees?
No, not yours, Mr. Barker.
Yes, penitently yours, Walter J. Barker.
Mr. Barker, crime without punishment.
Meet the Meek stars Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed and produced by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Again, invite you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.